a man came from up north, and he saw that everyone in the South was raising chickens. So he decided that he'd raise chickens too. So he went to the feed and seed store, and he bought 50 biddies, and he took them home. A week later, he went back to the feed and seed store, and he bought 50 more biddies, and he took them home. Third week, he went back to the feed and seed store and wanted 50 more biddies. The manager of the store says, "Well, you sure must have a lot of chickens out at your place by now." He says, "Well, no, actually, I don't have any." "You don't? Why not?" said the store manager. "What happened to all those biddies that you bought?" And the northerner said, "Well, I can't quite figure it out." He says, "I don't know what I'm doing wrong." He says, "I don't know if I'm planting them too deep or not watering them enough." Okay. This man couldn't figure out what he was doing wrong. But in our walk with Christ today, I want you to know that you can never be planted too deep, and you can never, ever receive too much of that living water that I've talked about several times since I've been here at Bethel. We can be planted deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word, and we can drink more and more and more of this living water. Because it never runs out.
Amen.
Amen. There's a way of tending to biddies that makes them grow and prosper and turn into nice fluffy chickens. And we see from our little joke today that they have to be treated properly in order to grow and to prosper. Because if you don't treat them right, they'll just wither up and die. And there's a way to treat our plants and our trees, our flowers, that will make them grow and be strong and be beautiful. But if they're not treated properly, they will be scrawny and all bent out of shape and have a poor root system, and they'll just up and die. You know what? That same thing applies to our Christian walk today.
Amen.
If we allow ourselves to become bent out of shape, not receive the nourishment from the Word of God that we need in our life, we will wither and die. It doesn't make any difference how religious Daniel may be. I've got to be religious myself. I've got to have that one-on-one experience with Jesus Christ. I can remember as a child hearing folks talk about, you can't get to heaven on your mama's coattail or your daddy's coattail. You have to make that decision for yourself. You have to stand on your own two feet before Almighty God. In our scripture today, we find Jesus talking to his disciples at the Last Supper. It's just before they leave and go into the Garden of Gethsemane, where we see Jesus is betrayed and arrested. Jesus is giving his disciples these last words of hope and encouragement. He begins by describing the proper way to take care of a grapevine. We have a grapevine at our home in Chattahoochee, and I had never noticed grapevines or the care of them until we had this grapevine. And all of a sudden, it was this humongous vine. It's between our house and Dana's house, and it would have grapes on it. And I looked up one day, and Daniel was out there just cutting the fire out of that thing. And when he got through with it, it was just as scrawny and ugly and scrappy as it could be. I didn't know anything about pruning a vine. But whenever the time came, that thing flourished out, and it didn't have just a bunch of leaves and old straggly little branches. That thing flourished out and was loaded with grapes. Because he was the tender of the vineyard. He knew what to do to make that thing produce. If there should be a central truth in our study of the Word today, it would be that our spiritual life and our fruitfulness depend on our abiding in Christ. Turn with me, if you will, please, to John, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1. John 15, beginning with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes and makes it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have learned from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father would give you whatsoever you ask of him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In this, the 15th chapter of John, Jesus brought his disciples back onto the earthly plane and was talking to them about the earthly life and something that they could relate to. He spoke to them regarding their relationships as well as our relationships today. He talked to them about their relationship with one another and their relationship with the Heavenly Father, so that we could be of service in this world in which we live. Now let's examine the vine and the branches more thoroughly. Here Jesus took up the attitude or the lamentation that the prophets in the Old Testament had. Israel had the idea that she was proud. She wasn't just a branch. She was the vine. Israel thought that I'm it. I am what I'm supposed to be. I'm beautiful. I'm great. I'm proud. But Jesus clearly made a statement in our study of the Word today. Jesus said, I am the vine. I'm the real, genuine vine. There are many folks today that are like Israel. They feel like that they are the vine. These folks do not have the unity with Christ that alone can bring spiritual revival to a church. Our Heavenly Father cultivates this vineyard that's in our hearts and lives, and He knows the condition of every branch on that vine. Think about an old saying, you can run, but you can't hide. That's the situation here. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And He knows everything about us. He knows all the times that we did things that we should not have done. He knows all the times that He asked us to do things and we said, oh, Lord, not right now, later. He knows everything about us. God is the husbandman. And He's not at all concerned about the vine, which is His son. But He is concerned about the branches, which is us today, which was the disciples in this story. We are the branches. And God is concerned about everything that touches our life. What happens to a branch when it stops bearing fruit? They cut it off. They cut it away. All those branches that Daniel cut off of that grapevine at home, he drug them out for the city to pick up. But in our lesson today, Jesus is saying that these branches that are not bearing fruit are cut off and thrown into the fire. They are discarded. They are useless. They are totally worthless. Even if they're leafy and green and pretty, they're useless unless they're bearing fruit. That grapevine can have the most beautiful leaves. Our church could be the most beautiful sanctuary in town. Whatever we have could be the most beautiful that we could have in this life. But remember, just like the story of the branches, everything that shines is not gold. And just because you may have leaves and foliage and be pretty, unless you have got the love of Jesus Christ in your life, unless you are connected to that true vine, you are a useless branch. No one becomes a branch unless fruitfulness is within them. We are branches this morning. We are part of God's plan to bear fruit and to be fruitful Christians for Him. A lot of things can happen in our life that may cause us to not bear more and more fruit or to bear less and less fruit. The only way that you can continue to bear fruit is if you abide in Jesus Christ. So what happens? No one knows. And what's so sad, a lot of people don't even care. They don't notice that you stop going to church, or you stop going to women's circle, or you stop doing this, that, or the other for the Lord. We do know what happens. It's called the power of Satan. The devil has ways to keep us and make us be distracted from what's going on around us. He has ways to make us lose our focus and not think about the cause of Jesus Christ. Instead of thinking about the cause of Jesus Christ, we find ourselves thinking about, what am I going to cook for lunch? Or what am I going to talk about at the next circle meeting? Or what am I going to do for the... what am I going to do? And there's just so many things that can come into our hearts and minds that keep us from having our focus on bearing the fruit and being connected to the vine. If there's any fault for us losing our faith and losing our way and becoming detached from the true vine, the fault lies entirely in the branch. It lies entirely within us if we become detached. It's not Daniel's fault if I lose faith or I lose hope. It's not Carol's fault. It's my fault. Because I have allowed myself to become a withered, useless branch. I have allowed something to disconnect me from that true vine. This brings up another question. What is this fruit that I'm talking about? In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tells us, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, we also read about the peaceable fruit of righteousness. All of this is stuff that God wants us as Christians to have in our life. To be productive Christians. To be connected to that true vine and to bear fruit. I would venture to say that today, more than any other time in the history of the church, the people around us need to see a consistency in what we do for God. We have all seen people all of our life that it seemed like there was no rhyme or reason to anything that they did. We've all seen people like that. But we have to be consistent in our study of the Word. We have to be consistent in our prayer life. Even though we're a branch and we may come out and we may witness to this particular person about the love of Jesus Christ, it will not mean a hill of beans to that person. If the next time they see us, we're just so sad and we're so down in the mouth and we just don't know what we're going to do. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you expect to have strength in your life, if you expect to have victory in your life, we sing songs about victory in Jesus. We sing a song about victory today is mine. It is only if you stay connected to that true vine. Our study is about maintaining a union with the vine, about maintaining a union with Jesus Christ. And when we do this, we can have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants His children to be joyous people. He doesn't want us to be all clothed in black and drab and dreary and down in the mouth. Because having this facade will actually cause damage to the cause of Christ. If you talk to somebody about accepting Christ as their personal Savior and tell them about the joy of the Lord is our strength, but yet you sit down there and you can't hardly move because you're so sad. And they're sitting there thinking, if that's Christianity, I don't want none of it. Because that person looks physically sick. We need to put God first and let that joy, that glory just flood our hearts and our lives and our souls so that we can be effective in our homes and our workplace. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 tells us, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is contagious. If you're happy and full of the joy of the Lord, people will want to be around you. They'll want to know more about it. They'll want that life-giving joy in their lives too. So what kind of fruit does a happy Christian bear? What kind of fruit do they produce? They produce more happy Christians. If all of us will allow the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ to enter our hearts and our lives and our souls and let it come out of our mouth to our neighbors, we will produce fruit. In verse 15, Jesus said, I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard of my Father. The bottom line of our study today is that we as Christians and friends of Christ are to be the branches of that true vine, branches that will bear fruit. When we are in close communion with Christ, He is our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. As we prepare our hearts and our minds today to partake of Holy Communion, I want to remind you that Jesus has chosen us to be privileged members of the family of God. As our Father, He will take care of us because He has all power, and He will supply all of our needs. He didn't say He'd give us everything we want. Of course, sometimes we get pretty much of that too. But it's only by the grace of God. But He will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. Are you part of the family of God today? Are you a branch that is connected to the true vine? Do you feel disconnected and maybe you feel yourself becoming detached from the vine? But we can be purified today by the blood of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And as you ask for God's forgiveness of your sins and your failure to bear fruit, then you're eligible. Then you become attached to that vine again. You become an attached branch. Let's form that attachment today. Let's connect ourselves to that true vine and become fruit bearers and be full of joy and peace. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we love You. We can't begin to praise You enough for all that You do for us every day. Father, we're so sorry that we have failed You in so many ways. We ask that You would forgive us and help us, Lord, to be more attached to the true vine than we have ever been in our entire life, that we may be productive, fruitful Christians for You. These things we ask in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.